Earlier this month, Madison played host to the World Ice and Snow Sailing Championships.
It's the event's first stop in Wisconsin in over 30 years, and it brings together athletes from around the world to zip around frozen lakes at freeway speeds.
Producer Beatrice Lawrence joined them out on the ice to find out more about this unique sport and how it's being carried into the future.
On a beautiful, cold day in February, people on the frozen surface of Lake Mendota watch as athletes on sleds, skis, and foot-high skates carve around the ice, propelled by kites and wind sails.
Just watching. Just we know watching. Nothing about the sport. It looks very cool.
It's amazing. Yeah. So colorful.
Yeah, I think these kites here are quite interesting. That would be something I could imagine doing.
When we were here the other day and watched somebody come by and they were moving so fast, I was like, I would never do that.
They must be going 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour.
I've never seen anything like this.
They're catching the tail end of the 2025 World Ice and Snow Sailing Championships, a week-long gathering of the best athletes in the world in their niche sport. Some of those athletes have traveled pretty far to get here.
I'm from Finland.
From Sweden.
From Toronto.
Indiana.
I'm from Germany originally, but I live in Greece.
Hi, my name's Tom Fredericks. I'm from Anchorage, Alaska. The majority of competitors are international competitors here to basically show off the sport for people in Madison.
Ice and snow sailing actually involves three different sports, or classes. All of them involve harnessing the wind to power you across the surface of a frozen lake. The open class, sails or sleds, is similar to windsurfing on the water. Riders stand on a sled with blades on the bottom and use an attached sail to get around. In the wing class, athletes catch the wind with a rigid or inflatable wing that they hold with their arms. Finally, the kite class has racers on skis or snowboards using huge kites attached by strings to pull them around the ice. The sound of their boards and skis carving on the ice sound like jet engines. What they have in common? The feeling of freedom.
It's a sport that you don't need to follow a road, a track. It gives a sense of freedom, and that inspires people.
The freedom to go where you want. You don't have to pay for a lift ticket.
It's the closest thing I could think of to flying. Every time I'm out there, it's just freedom. And I think that's what it is. I think all these crazy wind people, all we're doing is chasing that feeling, for sure.
Now, this is a competition. So this week, some of that freedom is sacrificed for a shot at the world title. Instead, athletes race on courses of different lengths and formats. David, who's a local volunteer, and Marcus, with the International Kiteboarding Association, explained course racing to me while we watched from the starting line.
They'll blast a horn. And they'll say 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then the last blast is when you can cross the line. So there's all this jockeying for position.
So they go up into mark one, then they go to counterclockwise to mark two, and basically one big square.
When they finish, they fly by us and yell their bib number in case officials can't catch it in time.
16, 25, 15, 20.
From the outside, it looks graceful, beautiful even. Marina Pskoyu with the International Kiteboarding Association says it best.
It is like dancing. It is slow and harmonious, the move.
But it's a little different from the perspective of the racers. We strapped a GoPro to Steve Cohen from Madison, who competes with a kite and skis.
Bring it down! Bring it down!
Come on.
Hold your line!
So, why Madison? Just ask Steve. He's organizing the event this year, and he's a big reason why it ended up here in town.
Frankly, we've got a very vibrant community of people that wing and kite and do lots of things on the lake. And the other thing that's neat is we have a real city here in Madison versus the other places we've been to over the last few years. We find ourselves going into small villages in the middle of nowhere to have this event.
Plus, the lakes with clear ice and no snow are just right for high speeds this year.
It's really fast conditions here.
The event has been in Madison before, back in 1995. One of this year's top competitors was there,
but she wasn't able to participate just yet.
I'm Annie Tuttle, and I am a winter wing sailor, and I am also the women's world champion for short track slalom and course racing.
Annie's dad, Will, is the president of the World Ice and Snow Sailing Association, who hosts this event along with the International Kiteboarding Association.
She's good. She's better than I ever was.
He and Annie's mother, Kim, brought her with them to the championships when she was just a baby.
So in 1995, we were here for WISA Worlds. My daughter was 10 months old, and now she's here. She's 30 years old, and she's the current female world champion. So she's here to defend her title.
Yeah, so I mean, I grew up doing this. I've been doing this for half of my life, age 13, given a sail for Christmas. I mean, it's really fun. It's honestly more like family because you see the same people every year, so there's that community to it.
I heard that repeated by other regulars too. It's a far-flung but close-knit community. What surprised me was how willing the sport's world-class athletes are to mingle with absolute beginners. Buff from California had been wing sailing for only 3 days when I talked to her at a bar crawl.
It's so much fun, and I'm so happy out there, and these people are so nice, and everybody has just been cheerleading. Like, you're getting better, you're doing great, oh, do this, here's another little hint for you to think about. So like, and they've also given me survival techniques for today.
When they had some downtime, elite racers were out helping newer riders with techniques and equipment. I joined elite wing racer Bianca Michka, who was outfitting local racer Courtney Kaiser with extremely tall ice skates, at least 8 inches high.
So we're just trying them out. I'm just the recreational, so I'm just learning a lot.
To do that like this.
Okay.
Sit on your knees and
I feel like I want to put my knee pads on.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know.
I'm probably twice your age, Bianca.
By the end of the week, Bianca had claimed the women's world title in her event, but she still took the time to teach Courtney one-on-one. It's something that's encouraged by Steve and the others that run this event.
Let's give them the opportunity to mingle with us and share our techniques and our tricks and talk about our experiences and give these recreational people a good feeling about the sport. Because remember, that's our next generation of people here.
These folks really, really want to share their love for the sport with others, including those who have never even seen the equipment before. I found that out the fun way while talking with Fyodor Gervitz from Finland, who races on a sled with a sail.
That's incredible. I want to give it a try.
You want?
I'm hoping I'm going to be able to later.
No, why not now? We're hanging out now, so like, do you want to do it now?
I mean...
Let's go.
Okay, sure.
This is, oh, okay, I feel it. Yeah. Okay.
That's your speed adjustment.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Okay.
Looking good.
Woo, there we go.
Oh. Yep, keep turning. Toes down, toes down, toes down, not heels, toes. Yes, yes.
Oh, I lost it. That's pretty good.
It was thrilling, and I must have been going less than 5 miles an hour. For reference, the top speed someone hit that week was 77 on a snowboard with a kite. But I kind of got the itch. Feeling the wind catch in your sail, it's kind of addictive. If you need more proof of how uniquely encouraging this community is to beginners, just listen to the elite athletes cheer on the people in the recreational division.
Go, Bob! Go!
Yeah, Bob!
Awesome, Bob!
Go, Jay!
Two of the racers are sisters, only 9 and 10 years old, competing with wings and skates. They got an especially warm welcome at the finish line.
Way to go, ladies!
Woo!
Go all the way! Go all the way!
Go, 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 go!
You're the best! Excellent!
Everyone is proud of you!
Well, it was hard because my sail was being mean.
Okay.
Those sisters and the other younger racers are the future of the sport. They might even get the chance to compete at the Winter Olympics someday. Marina with the International Kiteboarding Association says they're trying to make it happen by 2030. But at the Olympics, beginners can't just walk out on the ice and get a crash course in the sport like they can at the World Ice and Snow Sailing Championships.
First of all, we had an opportunity to introduce our community to this crazy sport that we do. That's great. There's lots of people saying, wow, this is pretty cool. Look at all these crazy kites and these wings and these sleds, and I didn't even know these recreation opportunities existed around here.
That's exactly what I'm hearing from all the people who come out to watch. And they seem pretty interested.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would try it.
What do you think of what you're seeing out here? Do you think you'd want to give it a try?
To be honest, yeah.
Yeah? Which one do you think?
Wing? The wing?
The wing seems
Or
kind of cool.
the other one that's not in the air.
Wings and sleds?
Sleds, yeah.
Does it look kind of scary, or do you like going fast?
Well, I do like going fast.
After an event like the World Ice and Snow Sailing Championships, and a group of athletes so willing to pass on what they know, we might start seeing more people sailing around Wisconsin's frozen lakes. Who knows? One of them might be me. With Wisconsin Today, I'm Beatrice Lawrence.
Thanks to Tyler Ditter for technical direction on that piece and to Mackenzie Crummy for additional production, and a special thanks to Steve Cohen for his help.
A big shout-out and congratulations goes to the Portage High School curling team.
Both the Portage boys and girls teams clinched the state championship title in Wausau this month. Next week, we'll hear from the longtime coach of the Portage girls team and a high school curler about their love for the sport.
And we want to hear from you about the stone throwing, the sweeping, and the shouting, which I understand is part of the strategy of the game. Share your curling club info, your memories, how you got involved, or what you appreciate about the sport being a fan.
Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org, or you can call or text with your curling stories. Get in touch at 888-642-0232. That's 888-642-0232.
Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.